friendly little people eater. What a sight to see.
Sixth floor, silver linings department. So, this sucks. Coronavirus. Not a fan. At first, the only silver lining I could find is that at 65, I went from being labeled elderly at the beginning of the outbreak to older adult now. That's progress, I guess. Thanks for that. I think. I'm Jeff Hoyt. This is Hoytus Interruptus. Greetings from Vashon Island, just a short ferry ride away from Seattle, your new American Ground Zero. Despite the shit show that we've all been given free tickets to, I'm seeing a few upsides. I am, so far, at least. I know I'll feel differently if I wind up with a fever and struggling to breathe, and of course if I lose a friend or family member to this, but for the moment, there are some silver linings. With all of this working from home that is happening right now, traffic has never been lighter. I'm pretty sure at least some CEOs are thinking, productivity's holding steady. Some of my people seem to really like this. And fewer workers on site could even save me money. Maybe more of this is the way to go moving forward. Think of what that could do to help clear up both traffic and air pollution in the cities that could use it. Speaking of pollution, have you seen the photos of the canals of Venice? The water is so clear you can see all the way to the bottom. That hasn't been true since ever. Of course, we wash our hands like we're scrubbing up for surgery these days. And I don't feel inconvenienced by it at all, although I'll never hear the opening lyrics to Our House quite the same way. The whole thing takes just 20 seconds, feels reassuring. And it's making me now look askance at myself for all those times when every sink in the airport men's room was occupied and I thought, what the hell, skipping just this once won't kill me. Will we all take our newfound hand-washing habits forward into the future? I like our chances. That'll be bad news for the seasonal flu, however. Sorry, flu. Coronageddon hasn't been like a crippling windstorm or a hurricane or an earthquake. Our infrastructure is intact. Everyone still has Wi-Fi and cell service. Our frozen food isn't thawing faster than we can eat it due to power outages lasting for days or weeks. We can still talk to each other, and we can even get FaceTime, because there's FaceTime. It does royally suck to have to close restaurants and bars and have so many great events getting canceled or postponed. But from that has sprung some creative alternatives. My musical friends here on Vashon are doing Facebook concerts from home now. Restaurants are offering takeout and delivery services and may, in fact, keep up some of these ideas even after they don't have to anymore. Find me a millennial who's going to have a problem with that. For all of the scorn heaped upon social media in general, for misinformation and fluff, people are finding ways to connect and reassure each other in profoundly creative ways via Facebook and Instagram, even Twitter. And if you want to find some enthusiastic fans of social distancing, just ask your pets how they're liking having you around the house all day. I'll bet they're down with it. Of course, coronavirus belongs to no political party. Both Democrats and Republicans will know people who pay the ultimate price from this. Is it beyond the realm to imagine that a pathogen could unite us the way we hoped 9/11 would? Time will tell. I hope we don't blow that opportunity. And what if this crisis leads us as a country toward mail-in balloting for the election this November and every election thereafter? Good luck hacking that, Putin. As for this whole self-isolation thing, I'm kind of an introvert anyway, so being asked to stay home is no big stretch for someone who's perfectly happy to not venture out for 3 or 4 days at a time. Having it imposed upon me, though, feels different, and we'll come out of this feeling closer to our people, our friends and family that we've been separated from all this time. I really want to believe we won't squander what appears to be an increasing understanding that we are truly all in this together. So do your worst, coronavirus. It's what you do. As for the rest of us, we'll do our best. That's what we do. And that's Hoytus Interruptus. I'm Jeff Hoyt.
What a sight to see. And then he swung from the tree and he lit on the ground and he started to rock, really rocking around. It was a crazy